Are you someone who enjoys your own company? Question mark. Do you prefer to go to the cinema on your own or offer a coffee on your tod? Do you often crave a Saturday night in with just yourself for company? Many of us think that we like our own company, but when we're actually left on our own for any length of time, we're soon looking for someone to hang out with. But there are certain people, and I'm going to use the word here, who need solitary time. Larissa is possibly one of those. Can I just start straight away, Greta Garbo lifestyle and all the rest of it? Do you need, Larissa, solitary time?
Yeah, no, I need it. I wouldn't even say that it's not like it's something that I like to do. It's something that I need to survive and to keep sane and, you know, not to be stressed and things like that. Definitely a requirement. And I think sometimes it's lifestyles. You know, if you have a certain type of lifestyle, then certain people need that time. So I think maybe my particular lifestyle is one of those.
Well, hold on a second now. Then you're not the same as necessarily the people who are at home all day long by themselves necessarily, are you?
Well, yeah, this is what I think. I think somebody maybe who's at home, who's maybe kind of lives a very solitary life, maybe they do a job that's very lonely or something. I think maybe those people then, they're getting plenty of alone time. They don't need any more alone time. But when perhaps, well, I certainly found it as my life got busier, I needed more alone time as I got older. But I always did need alone time. But as I got busier and as my life got more hectic, both personally and, you know, kind of work-wise, then, yeah, I needed more of it.
Okay, well, again, the statistics out there are startling at the moment of people who are choosing to live alone, either, like, you know, not getting married later or getting married later or whatever, but just, like, there's 40 to 50% of houses in Sweden, for instance, I was reading the other day, are one occupier kind of person. I want to get to that side of it too, of not just for looking me time. I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's interesting, yeah.
Like, one of the most important things, obviously, is that one of the things that people can do, and a lot of people do it, and everybody will say, oh yes, I love to do that, is to something like go to the cinema by yourself. It's a very important thing to do.
Do you like doing that?
I like doing that, but having said that, that's not really what I was going to try and talk about here. I want to talk about, like, you know, is loneliness, is it an emotional emptiness? Does lonely mean that you are, sorry, living alone, does that mean you are lonely? I know you're going to say certainly not, etc., but I'm going to argue that possibly it is. Do people need to hang around with people? What's good about it, the whole thing? I'd rather go with that in some ways, but just on, on the cinema thing.
Yeah.
Going to the cinema, a very social thing, something you do with a partner, your mates, ideal way, night out. But a lot of people really do like to do it alone for various reasons. You like to do that.
Yeah, and I'm not really a very big cinema fan. You know, some people are great, like yourself, right, and you'd know all about movies and this and that. I'm not really like that. But just as something to do where you can sit down and you can focus on the film that's happening, I think it's an activity that is actually more suited to doing on your own as opposed to doing it with somebody. Because if you do it with somebody, they're talking to you. You know, there's about an issue about choosing the film. Do you like this? Do I like that? Do it alone and you can just sit down and enjoy it. But I'd imagine anybody who's really, really into film, they probably prefer going to the cinema alone. But it's lovely because it's total me time. You don't have to deal with anybody else.
Well, then if you were to rank activities to do solo from the most difficult to the easiest or from the worst to the most enjoyable, how would you rank them?
I've always hated eating alone. Now, I was thinking about that the other day and I was wondering, is when you're eating alone, you end up having to there's a lot of interaction with your waitress, if you know what I mean, or your waiter. So then I started thinking afterwards, maybe that's why I don't like eating alone, because you can't sit and read a book really when you're eating, because there's food and there's knives and forks and everything. I find eating alone, it's the one thing, even I'm usually immune from that kind of self-consciousness, but when you're on your own in a restaurant and everybody else, there's tables full of people and there's couples and all that sort of stuff, no, don't like sitting on my own just shoveling forkfuls of food into my mouth. No, definitely not something great to do alone.
Are you your own best friend?
I wish I was. I'd love to say that. No, sometimes I can't wait to get away from myself as well in my own head. No, I wouldn't say that. I just think that there are times where constant interaction can be very tiring, and you just need to kind of sit back sometimes and say, I need some time for myself. I don't need to be talking to anybody else at all. I just need...
All right, well, hold on
peace.
A second. I want some details. Do you live alone?
Yes. Well, okay. I live with my son now, so there's, you know, I don't live alone in that regard. So I have constant contact and constant chat going on all the time. Do you know what I mean?
So I do, yeah, exactly. Let's then break it down. First of all, like, the place that you live in, do you keep it clean and neat, and would you think you'd be different if you were living with somebody else?
I don't think it's about that. I think it's not necessarily about other people's behaviours around the house or trying to kind of live with that. It's more to do with having to deal with all their chat. You know, like everybody comes with so much chat and so much emotion, so many emotions, and sometimes just, geez, you know, I can't. I've enough to do with to deal with myself here. I don't want to deal with yours as well. So yeah, no, it's great to not have to be able to invite it in, but not to have to live with it all the time.
No, I get you. Yeah, do people find it strange? Are people concerned for you?
No, because I've always been like that. But definitely, people do find it strange. You know, and especially friends of mine would not only find it strange, but sadly, they'd be insulted and hurt. And right. That's the one part of it that I don't like, because I don't want to ever, it's not personal, you know, if I don't want to see you 6 nights
a
week.
No, I get you, yeah. But like you do have all the space and alone time that you want, but you do feel lonely. It's like you're paying 50 quid an hour and you get down on that couch there.
No, yeah, I know, exactly. It's great. No, I don't feel lonely, but then I understand how other people would. I just don't. It's thank God it isn't an emotion that I suffer from. Because I do think it's actually something that people suffer from.
Right, yeah.
And I really respect that. But I just don't seem to get it. I can have lots and lots and lots of alone time and solitude, and I don't tend to feel lonely. And that's a really good thing. But I don't know if that comes from years of practice of being on your own.
All right, then let's take a look at the food side of things that you mentioned earlier on about not particularly wanting to eat on your own or not particularly liking that bit. Like, you know, the stuff, that the food that goes to waste or whatever, the portion control of having to, whatever you buy in a supermarket, or you get like 20 of these free. What good is 20 of these free to me?
Yeah.
It'll be rotten by Saturday.
Well, that's true. But then again, it's like everything else. You get used to the fact that these things. Anyway, it's not just me. In my case, it isn't just me that I'm cooking for. There's somebody else there.
Okay, I know. But like, hold on a second. But you did seem to suggest earlier on that food and eating food is about good company and good conversation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm
okay,
not saying you
right.
don't have good conversation with your son. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, all right. So you're talking about kind of dining sitting together with somebody, you know, opening a bottle of wine, having some. Okay, yeah, no, I get that. I would find, in fact, that I probably wouldn't bother eating sometimes if I'm on my own.
Yeah.
That I might just grab a bowl of soup or something. I won't even probably bother. I'll wait until I've invited somebody over or I have family over, and that's quite often.
So you do that. It's not as though
the
door is shut to other people.
Yeah, no, definitely not. No, people, there's lots of family and you know, friends who wouldn't maybe not wreck the head friends. If you
okay,
know
well, then, hold on. In living alone in terms of adult, do you have any rules about leftover food? For instance, like, you know, if it's more than a day old, would you throw it out and eat it?
No. Everything gets made into something else in my house. Yeah, definitely. No, there's no food. There's no food wastage in my house.
Okay, like, what age is your son?
He's five.
So let's just say he's gone to bed at a certain time or whatever it happens to be. Is it awkward to laugh alone?
I'm always laughing alone. Yeah, it is kind of funny, but it's also it's great fun though to do that. But you see, you're so much. I think as well as that, in today's world, there's so much constant connection that if you are on your own, you know, you look at your phone and somebody sent you a Viber and then you're checking something and then email.
Hold on a second. Now, this is the point I'm making. That's not connection.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's a different kind of connection.
Yeah.
That's the one that you fool yourself into thinking that you are connected. I mean, I don't mean like that's not as bad. That's not meant to say as bad.
But I don't like that either. I'm going to put the phone away, get everything away, because then it's still coming in. There's still traffic coming in and you're not getting actual peace time. You know, like that is, to me as well, I would count that as sort of, you know, kind of taking its toll on your peace time. So if you're having, if you're having peace time, just kind of get rid of all that stuff. Just put it down for a minute and don't do anything. So there's a lot of that going on. What the question was again, you were just saying about what would happen when
someone said,
I know, we're all over the place today. We're all over the place.
Just about laughing alone.
Oh,
or for instance, hearing a noise in the night, would you be more worried about the fact that you're
I try not to think about these things too much.
Slipping in the shower and people won't discover you for 6 days.
Yeah, no, I think about the things like that constantly, but that's a whole other therapy session.
Sorry, we're getting really weird here.
We really are.
I'm more getting into the kind of just alone and his loneliness alone and all the rest of it, etc. So, alright, would you watch a scary movie?
No, this is a strange one. I don't watch movies at all. When I'm on my own, I sit down and I read, and I can actually read for maybe 4 or 5 hours alone. Now, that's again something that probably a lot of people can't do. So that's probably another reason why I can spend a lot of time alone. I very easily go, oh great, there's all the Sunday papers, I haven't got to read them yet. It's now Wednesday and there's my novel. Peacetime. Just read. Sit down and read.
I was actually going to ask you a very innocent question, but in the light of the last few I've asked, maybe it's not.
No, you can ask away.
Do you walk around the house nude?
Do I? How did you know?
I'm looking through the window. No, but seriously, like, you're talking about like the gratification of it, the independence of it, the liberation of it. It's a nice thing. It really suits you down to the ground and to that book you're currently reading.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say it's more, for me, it would be more defined by going to places alone. Like, for example, I was at a wedding on Friday up in Sligo, and I went alone. I got on the train alone. I went to the wedding alone. I didn't see anybody else who went alone. Mm. And for me, I was offered lift home with somebody, and I was thinking about this, and I realised that I actually refused the lift so that I could get on the train on my own. So there's a lot of people that's going to quite a lot of lengths, yeah, to be alone. Yeah. So I mean, things like that, things like going to the cinema, going to gigs, going away. I remember I went to about four or five. I'm really into MotoGP, just a weird little interest of mine that nobody else is interested in. So I went to all the GP races myself because nobody else really wants to go. So
all around the world.
Yeah, in various parts, yeah, of Europe. Yeah, right. France and Spain and all these different places. So I would have gone on my own. I remember I was going to the World Cup on my own a couple of years ago.
Wait a minute, you're a fan of Grand Prix and you'd go to all these things, yeah?
I'm actually that much of a fan. Yeah, I haven't gone in a good few years now, but I used to go my own. So I would say you would see me, if you were to see me out, like for example, if you saw me out the next time I was out, most likely I would be on my own.
Right, you do go out.
I go out a lot and I talk to everyone, but I think it's more than a point of freedom and independence, that when you're out, you can talk to whoever you want. You don't feel like you have
to
stay with somebody
else. And you can turn it off at any time you want to,
exactly,
and go home.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just great freedom to be able to just go out on your own. And it's confidence as well. It gives,
yeah,
you confidence.
And are you proud of the fact that you can do it? You know damn well 70% or 80% of people couldn't do it.
Yeah, I am. I'm very proud of it, to be quite honest.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's basically whatever you want, whenever you want, is the rule as,
yeah,
such.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you don't have any... Okay, there's a five-year-old who obviously... this is going to sound awful. Gets in the way of necessarily getting things done, sometimes in a good way, obviously. But like, there's no distractions when you want to get things done, as opposed to daddy and mammy and four kids.
Yeah. Oh, when I want to get work done, do you mean?
Yeah,
or when I want
just
to get
things, whatever it happens to be.
See, the thing is that I suppose when you're dealing with, you know, when you've small people around, that they take up, you know, so much of your time, yeah. That then, when you want to get something done, you mean that then you just get you do it on your own. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean you just like you don't have other people. Like I mean, lots of times, for instance.
I don't actually have.
If
that.
You're living with people, the voices in your own head sometimes it's pretty damn good that they're not actually go to full fruition. I think because there's so many distractions. That can be a good thing about living with other people.
Yeah.
That you never go necessarily the whole way.
Well, yeah, maybe that's true, and maybe some people just can't. I'm beginning to wonder as we're having this conversation, actually, a lot of things. But I'm wondering, are some people actually able to, a little bit like the way some people are able to be multitaskers in work, right? I wonder maybe are there some people who just can't deal with too many things going on, you know, too many questions and in your head at the one time.
What are you saying? You're the latter.
Maybe I can just need to go sometimes, hang on, switch off. Just give me a few minutes there till I reboot and then I'll come back to you.
Okay, when you're out and you do meet an awful lot of people on that, do you ever find that, like, you know, you are aware of the fact that maybe your own personal well-being is lost in the voices of those around you and you do need to get back to the space of me in charge of everything?
I get that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I get that. That would be a frequent feeling. But I suppose then we're probably going more into being an introvert there, maybe. You know, that might be. And that's probably linked, actually, to spending time on your own as
because
well.
Because those statistics that I mentioned earlier on, it's mostly now that women are living alone more than men, and that, like, it's gone up something like some phenomenal figure right across the Western world, Ireland, England included, of, like, 40 and 50% more than 30 years ago are now living alone, etc.
Yeah.
So on that level, like, you know, when I think of women, having women friends, they even go to the bathroom together. When you go out, do you go to the bathroom with another one?
There's a lot of things coming out here about me now. I don't really have that many female friends. My friends would mostly be men, and again, it kind of comes back to they are less demanding. They're less demanding emotionally, and they're less demanding. There's less hysterics. There's less drama.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to deal with 100 different emotions. It's just very, very straightforward with men. You know, it's chat, crack, talk about music, talk about films, talk about books. What else happened last week? Great. Bye. See you. You know, brilliant. Whereas women, it's a lot more.
And would you notice that when I go back to the loneliness thing earlier on, would you notice that an awful lot of married people that you might even know are trapped by a feeling of solitude?
Do you mean like trapped with, what, even though they're married, that they feel lonely?
Yeah.
Wow. God, I never actually thought of that. But it's very hard for me to get into the mind of somebody who's married. But you think maybe you can be lonely?
You thought this was going to be an easy little journey?
Yeah, no, this is the hardest interview I've ever done in my life. But no, what I'm wondering is, then, are you saying that there can be solitude within?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly
couples.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're not communicating properly, then there probably would be. I would have thought that would be one of the nice things about being married, maybe, you know, if you were into that kind of thing.
Or do you talk to yourself?
No, I don't. I haven't gone that far yet.
Well, okay, you're in the apartment or the flat or whatever it is you live in by yourself, and yeah. maybe your 5-year-old has gone to school or whatever. Do you talk and say things like you're putting something on the table? Say that would look nice there. I think I'll open a window. Would you say those things out loud?
Well, I do. I usually have about 900 things to do as soon as you know he goes into school. But no, I don't tend to talk to myself. But you know, you were talking earlier on about laughing about things. I do find that that happens to me quite a lot. That I can be on, you know, at public transport somewhere or in a cafe, and then you start laughing at something. Just completely ridiculous, you know, that somebody has said to you, and you just can't stop, and then everybody's kind of, you know, everybody's sort of looking at your one over there in the corner laughing away to herself merrily. Isn't it great for her?
Do you know the way some people, you did mention social media earlier on in terms of just the connectivity one can have in this modern world that we live in, and like a lot of people now who might sit there watching television programmes on their own, like say I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something that happens to be live, they're actually connected to about 50,000 people if they want to be, because we're all going, look at that agent in the jungle taking our clothes off, whatever. Now, do you do that? Do you get involved with other people saying, my God, what's that guy saying on the late? What an idiot.
No, I don't really, because I don't tend to do sort of social media stuff like Twitter or, you know, Facebook or anything like that. If I did, it would be amongst like a very small group of people, so I don't really tend to do that. But that said, I mean, you can do that in the pub, you know, you can go down and meet a couple of your friends in the pub and kind of, you know, have that kind of conversation on Friday night, bank it off. It's just not for me. I wouldn't be averse to it either. I mean, for example, the very fact that I'm in here talking to you now, being put through this torment, goes to show that I certainly don't have a complete aversion, you know, to talking to people in groups or to having conversation. Yeah. But I just don't think it's something that you need to be doing all the time. There's certain people, you know, who maybe don't, it could be just they're so used to it, but they don't know any other way. And then they're constantly dealing with all this information and chat, and they can't do anything really on their own. It has to always be, you know, somebody telling them they're great for doing it, or some kind of chat about doing it. Some things can just be left, and silence is
no, exactly.
Is good.
Yeah. Well, you don't sound like somebody who falls into the category of most of us. I think that, like, I think an awful lot of people think that there's more people around, there's a certain kind of a hum or a buzz which drones out the stupid voice that is your own, but not in your case by the sound of it. Fair play to you, you seem to be working it good. Larissa, listen, thanks a million. Like, we could have gone on longer, I could have asked you some questions that maybe would have been a bit easier. Are you all right? Are you?
I'm glad. I wanted to ask you a few, but I said I'd better just leave it with you asking the questions.
Here's one, just like, what would you go to the pub alone?
I always often go to the pub alone. Yeah, yeah. In fact, sometimes
I end up drinking alone and going home alone.
I'd be kind of trying to avoid that, because if I started that now, God knows where it would end. I'd certainly become a lot less introverted. I go to the pub alone, all right, for, you know, one or two, and then you probably meet somebody afterwards. It's nice to go for a few minutes first of all, your own, have a chat with the barman, even. You never know who you're going to talk to.
Yeah.
And then meet people. It's lovely. That would be perfect.
The barman's better than a waiter. All right. Listen. Thanks a million, Larissa Nolan. Thanks for dropping in to tell us all about that.